Are you all scared of darkness? How many of you have ever observed a ray of light in a dark room? Well, if you have not ever tried to know about this, listen to my episode of today's and then you will understand what I am saying. Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. I hope you all are fine and must be taking very good care of yourself. Well, you all can see the title of the episode and I know you must be waiting to know what are those interesting things which I will be telling you today about the teacher. Well, a teacher is someone who teaches us something. We all know this. There is something new which I'm telling you. But yes, I will be telling you something today about teachers and the Teacher's Day. But before that, let me ask you one question. How many of you have tried to go for taking the profession of a teacher in your life? If you are saying yes, please raise your hands. Oh, I cannot see, but I'm just assuming that you all are raising hands and saying yes. Well, I have also raised my hand. And yes, I took this profession by my choice, as I always felt that a teacher, a good teacher, always resides in everyone's heart. And you know that very well. The fact that you are worried about being a good teacher means that you are already done. I didn't say this. Jerry Picoult, an American writer, said this very correctly. And I was always worried about one thing in this profession, and that one thing was that how my students, they feel about me, what they would love to take from me after each class. And if I have ever felt that they have not taken something from today's class, it was only and only me who was always disappointed. So my priority has always been one thing, that my students should take something from my class as a lesson for their life, so that they can understand the real purpose of their life. Right? So this was all about me, but yes, today's day is special. So let me dedicate this day to that great man. Yes, I'm talking here about Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. Yes, who started this tradition of celebration of Teacher's Day. We all know this. We remember the great work which this person did. And he was a great teacher, a friendly teacher. He was very popular among the students, and that is the quality which makes a teacher a star. And yes, I was also a star. I'm not praising myself, but yes, I am saying thanks to all my students with this podcast. for making me a star, and now I'm taking you back to this great man. His past. Yes, dear all, he was also very popular among his students. And the most important quality which he had was that he always set an example in front of his students. Example of an ideal person. So one day, his students and friends requested him to allow them to celebrate his birthday in a lavish way. You know what happened? He said that it would be his pride and honor if they celebrate his birthday in respect of all the teachers. And since then, his birthday. Yes, this day, 5th September, is celebrated, as we all know, yes, Teacher's Day. Now, if you talk about rest of the world, World Teacher's Day is celebrated on 5th October. And it started from 1994. It was UNESCO who started this tradition. The focus set by UNESCO was to celebrate the engrossment and accomplishment of teachers, and also the primacies that they put on the field of education. Now we all know about World Teachers Day and something about Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. Well, I am talking more about him today, especially about his book, which was titled as Political Thinkers of Modern India, where he signified the importance of teachers and education in the country, like democratic India, which was still in its early years of development. According to him, there is a huge role of teachers in nation building. And for that sake, teachers should be respected more. And apart from being a thinker and a teacher, he was also a philosopher. And that is something unique about him. He was a great philosopher. And once he wrote a book on Bhagavad Gita. There he defined about teacher as the one who emphasizes on the presentation to converge different currents of thoughts to the same end. Well, I'm summing up few unknown facts about him. Yes, are you all ready to listen to me? Very good. The first point is Dr. Radhakrishnan's students were also fond of him, and they were so fond of him that once he was taken to the railway station from university in a flower-decked carriage pulled by his students from the University of Mysore. Second, he used to donate a major part of his salary as a president to the PM's National Relief Fund every month. Next important point, he was appointed as a Knight Bachelor in 1931. Yes, this was an honor system by the British to the ones who were really great. And he was also elected as a Fellow of the British Academy in the year 1938. He received Peace Prize of the German Book Trade in 1961. So much work he did. Well, he received Templeton Prize in the year 1975, the same year when he died. Yes, due to heart failure. Next important point, he also contributed to the world literature by writing books like Philosophy of Rabindranath Tagore and The Reign of Religion in Contemporary Philosophy. He was also appointed as ambassador of UNESCO in 1946. And last but not the least, before becoming the president of India, Bertrand Russell, a famous British philosopher and mathematician, once said to him that it is an honor to the philosophy that Dr. Radhakrishna should be the president of India. And I, as a philosopher, take a special pleasure in this. Such was his personality. But today, this profession has also fell into the hands of those who are not taking charge for making it a great profession. Yes, through my example, I have learned that the teachers, they are working day and night today for building the future of kids. But they are not getting that much respect which they used to get earlier. So it's a high time for all of us, for all the teachers, to give their knowledge all the times. But do take care of your health. Don't forget that your health is also important. And when you will be fine, only then you will be able to show a ray of light in the dark room of a student. Right. Summing up today's episode in one beautiful quote: a teacher is a star who teaches kids how to shine and gently encourages them to spread their wings and fly. Happy Teachers Day to all my students. Yes, because I feel that one day they will also take up this profession and will follow what I have followed in my life. And I'm wishing all the teachers who are listening this episode a very happy Teachers Day. Stay connected with me, and till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.